You're listening to the Denver Real Estate Investing Podcast, where it's all about helping you grow your Denver real estate portfolio. Here's your host, Chris Lopez.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to another episode. Chris Lopez here. And this podcast is going to be a short and sweet one on the Denver MLS trends for January 2020. And the podcast before this was the quarter four 2019 podcast. Now, this is going to be one of those shorter podcasts to talk about the trends, very focused on the current month we're in. So at the beginning of every month, the MLS releases data for the previous month. And so we'd like to talk about that. So keep in mind, comparing year-over-year data, so January 2019 to January 2020, is better than comparing the previous month to the current month, so January 2020 compared to December 2019, because we have well-defined seasonality trends. So overall, year-over-year, January 19 to January 20, our inventory is down 16%. So if you go to the show notes on the blog post here, I've got the 10 bullet points that I'm going to talk about here. Go review, go read. I've also got a few charts on here that you can go view really quickly. So on the charts is the inventory, active inventory compared to the number of properties sold. So if you look at, and I'm zooming in on this chart right now. And so to kind of give you that context, in that late 2018, that fall 2018, we saw inventory creep up quite a bit, like 30, 40% over what it had been doing year over year. And then inventory is building all through 2019. Well, basically, coming from the last couple months to now, we've given up a lot of that inventory back to the market. So looking at January 20, we are right about 5,000 homes of inventory. And so that is about halfway between January 19, we're less than that, and we're, you know, about halfway higher than January of 2018. So a lot of the inventory that was building in 2019, it looks like we were giving it back to the market. And I can tell you, based off of the way the market is feeling right now, I'm recording this on February 10th. And of course, I'm an agent. I work with mostly investors, or actually all I work with is investors. So that means we mostly work on the buy side. So like 95% of my transactions on the buyer side. And I mean, starting that first week of January, it felt like that first week of March where the market just gets hot. So a lot of people are out there looking to buy, and that has just pushed inventory down. So I think 2020 will be a lot more like 2018 than 2019. So the number of deals closed was about even, about 0.8%. So January 19 wasn't great, and neither was January 2020. The volume for detached single families home about 4%, but condos are up about 12%. Year over year, prices are up about 5%. So January 2020 compared to January 19, we saw prices up about 5%, which is similar to what we saw in most part of the year. So again, things are still appreciating, but just at a slower pace. We've just taken our foot off the accelerator a little bit, or the market has. Days of market have gone up a few days, so about 5% compared to January 19, so not a big deal. So for detached single-family homes, an increase from 44 to 45 days on market. Whoop-de-doo. Discounts were basically unchanged. Now, two other things to talk about here, property taxes. As you know, this, you know, last year was when they increased the taxes. We're all getting our notices. So in according to the Denver Assessor property tax data, the average increase in valuation was about 20%. So that's a little bit more than the actual market average. So no big news there, but I expect it to be about a 20% increase. Mortgage rates, they have dropped. If you've not seen the headlines, they have dropped a lot. I shouldn't say a lot, but they have dropped to about three-year lows. And there appears to be even more pressure, and they could go a little bit lower. So you put all this together, inventory is shrinking. Mortgage rates are dropping. That's going to push more buyers out there in the market. And we still run the same situation where a lot of times sellers can't go out there, or they can go out there and sell their property, no problem. But then they turn around and they're in the same situation that we are. Great, I sold this, but how do I go out there and buy a place? And that's one of the things we use to our advantage as investors or house hackers, is that we can often give that seller some flexibility when they are selling their property. We say, hey, great, go buy the place and we'll give you 30 days extra time to live in there after closing. Or we can do an extended close if they need to. That way we can give them some breathing room to find a new place. So again, that's something we do to help us win, get properties under contract and put together a good win-win situation. Because remember, a lot of times for sellers, it's not the highest and best price. It's what's the best deal to them. And we always find that out by, we always talk to the agent. We always have a very good and frank conversation with the agent to learn as much information as possible so we can put together the best deal for that property as well. Just throwing in offers, because I get this question a lot, just throwing in offers based off numbers or lowballing stuff, or let's just write an offer for this. That's not the best way to go. Real estate's still a people business. Artificial intelligence and Zillow have not beat that out yet. Maybe in 20 years they will, but not right yet. So always talk to the other side, see what's going on, and use that to your advantage. So one last slide on here. This is the housing showing trends, and this is the data that Your Castle puts out. They track all the listings from their agents, and they see how many appointments are coming through. And the appointments are recorded through the main service that we use out here, which is now called ShowingTime. So basically, if you look at the trends for 2020, there's only one dot on this graph. We're about 11.5 showings per active listing. So for every listing, there's about 11.5 people walking through. Now, if you look at 2018 in January, we're about 13 showings per listing. January 2019, we're about 10 showings per listing. So you can see right now, we're right in between the middle of those two things, which is fine. And actually in 2017, the showings per listings were like 7.5. They were a lot lower. So we're seeing more activity now than we did last year, but less activity than we did in 2019. So all kind of validates what we've been feeling here on the ground. It's always interesting to see the data because we're out there, you know, pretty much 7 days a week working, doing stuff, putting deals together. And I'm like, oh, wow, feels like this. But if you notice this, we just kind of chatter amongst ourselves. And then a month or two later, we get data like, oh, yep, that's what we were feeling. So it's always interesting from my perspective to hear this. But in a nutshell, to recap it, looks like it's going to be kind of a typical year. I'd say more like 2018 versus 2019. So the sellers are in the driver's seat. Us buyers have to write competitive, good offers. Mortgage rates are low. Great time to buy. Ride the trends. If you got any questions on here or need help putting together a game plan to buy rental properties, always feel free to reach out. Have a great one.